All right, welcome to our promotion for ourselves.
We are very excited because we're doing the 2018 Deck Championship, where we took all the decks that were 4 or 5 star decks and we put them in a bracket. And now it's for you, our lols, to decide.
Yeah, there's a lot of decks. We use about 100 decks in a year, and I give very few of them 4 or 5 stars. And so we took those decks, and Brian put them into a very challenging bracket for you to rank. And then, just like basketball, I know that you, our listener, I don't know, I'm sorry to paint you all with a broad brush, but I get the feeling that you don't make a lot of March Madness brackets. But this is just like that, but for things that you know and love.
The bracket opens up Monday, the 19th.
When you're hearing this, it's already open.
So
get on it.
If you haven't gotten to the bracket, then go to our Facebook group. You can go to our Facebook page and get to our group from there, but go to our Facebook group and there will be links to the bracket.
What's in the there. Facebook page?
Facebook.com/amateur tarot.
Great. Go there. Join our other group from there.
Yeah, one is just a fan page to let us know you like us. The other is a group page to let us know you're serious.
Yeah, and then you can start clicking on buttons. And then on Christmas Eve, the tournament will close.
The winner will happen in real time, but we won't be able to announce it until afterwards.
So this is the way to know early is to participate in the tournament. And because it closes at midnight, I feel like that's just enough time to run out before stores close and get yourself the deck of 2018.
Whatever the winning deck is.
Yeah. So on Christmas morning, you can gift it to yourself or a loved one.
Or get two and do both.
All right.
All right.
We're done.
Enjoy the show. Hello there. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only. I like the energy that you came in with.
I'm feeling good today, Ben. How about you?
I'm feeling good.
Good. And if you couldn't tell by the way I said his name a second ago, that feeling good over there host is Ben.
And that feeling good host over there is Brian. Why are you feeling so good?
I don't know. I feel like we got a lot of energy today. I feel like there's a lot of stuff going on in my life. And I just feel like, the sun card is shining down on me.
That's good.
Yeah. I just feel like the world is my oyster. So maybe the world card is also shining down on me.
All the cards. All the good cards are shining
All the
down.
Good cards.
None of the bad ones.
Just woke up from a 4 of swords, not a 9 of swords night.
That's a good night to wake up from.
Yeah, and now I'm just feeling real ace of cups. I'm feeling happy for everything. I got my one best friend here. Everything's going great.
I'm here as well. And I am prepared to do this show.
Excellent. I'm glad you're also feeling great.
Yeah.
Well,
Ben, I hope people don't think that I really hate you. Because I don't really hate, I just regular hate you.
Yeah, like hate is a really strong emotion, yeah. And I'm not worth that.
Brian's my good friend. I want everyone to know that.
You just hold a lot of disdain for me.
Just the podcast. We used to have so much fun. We used to get together. We used to work on projects.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get coffee. And now I just come to your attic and we do the show every week.
It's pretty exciting for me.
And I'm just too nice to say no.
Well, Ben, what do we do on this show that you're too nice to say no to?
Well, on this show.
And also, wait, I don't mean to step on you. I will still let you do that. But if at any time you feel like saying no, I am more than happy to walk away. I only want to do this with your enthusiastic participation. And I think Ben feels the same way.
On this show, we answer your questions. And we do that using 3 cards, which, in the order that we draw them, indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back, spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Good work.
And I want you to know that I didn't even look at the outline for half of that.
You didn't?
It's just becoming rote.
Not looking at the outline for half of it seems more difficult than not looking at the outline for the whole of it. Like, if you were starting at the beginning and then you're trying to catch up, but you're also trying to read at the same time, that is impressive.
Maybe instead of last week, you mentioned me getting a tarot tattoo, but maybe instead of that, I should just get future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome tattooed on me.
Yeah, tattooed across your back on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way across.
In
that'll be cool.
Gothic script.
It'll be cool when I go to the pool. And then I can bring in some of those, like the transparent tarot, into the pool and read cards for people in
Excellent.
The pool.
Finally, it all comes together.
So that's what we do on this show. After we do that, we do a card of the week.
And then we do Ben's favorite part and we get out of here.
Yep. And so that's what we'll do today as well.
Well, let's go ahead and answer that question. Let's go to Queerin's Corner.
Here we are in Queerin's Corner. And today's question comes to us from Michael, who's from St. Louis. And Michael wants to know, what stands in the way of me finding love?
Who?
Himself.
That's a big question, Michael. Do you think he's standing in his own way?
I don't know. That just seems like a good answer, doesn't it?
It sounds like something the cards would say. So
exactly.
You've been picking up some good tips.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. Do you have some advice for Michael?
I don't have any good advice for Michael. I have struggled for 39 years.
That old?
Yeah, I'm almost 40. I'll be Holy 40 cow. In February. Oof. I'll be 40 in 3 months.
Woof.
Yeah.
Well, soon I won't have to do the show because you're just going to be 6 feet under.
Actually, what is today? Today is November 26th.
Yes.
So 2 months. In 2 months. In February 1. So just so you all know when my birthday is, it's February 1. It's coming up.
So if you want to send him any gifts.
Yeah, it's the big 4-0.
Start getting your packages now.
Yeah, and there's a list on the website of tarot decks that I already own.
So don't get him any of those.
So don't get me those, but feel free to get
me
any
other ones.
I'm
pretty sure at this
point,
if you want to get Brian a tarot deck, you need to go onto like the dark web to find unlisted tarot decks that aren't on Amazon or wherever else you buy tarot decks.
Well, you may or may not be aware, but I've recently been working closely with Indie Deck Review. Mm-hmm. And they're our sponsor, full disclosure. But I've been working with them a lot. And there are so many decks that I don't know anything about. And
which is amazing.
Yeah. I've only reviewed one deck. And there's like 40 reviews on there right now of all. I think I only have 3 of the decks.
They just keep pumping out tarot decks.
There's so many decks that I need, Ben.
Then good thing that both Indie Deck Review and the show will have a long life full of reviewing decks.
Yes.
It's your life that I'm more worried about as you approach 40. I mean, in the Middle Ages, you'd be a wise old man.
That's true. But as it stands, I'm just having like a midlife crisis, which is also disturbing. I'm only going to live to be 78 years old because this is my midlife.
Well, good. Then we have 39 more years of this podcast. I can't wait.
I bet.
In the retirement home, I'm sure they'll love to set up all this recording equipment for us.
Oh, you know old people love cards.
That's true. They do. All right. So
what's that going to be like in the future when millennials or people under the age of 40 right now, when all of them are going into old folks' homes and assisted living places? Like everybody's going to have like blogs and podcasts. And do people still use those little finger spinner things?
Yeah, fidget spinners.
Yeah. So like,
I think those are kind of out of style now, but I still have them.
Yeah, but man, it's going to be fun to go to an old folks home when all my people go there.
Yeah. Well, at that point, we'll probably have downloaded our brains into like robots and we won't need to go into old people's homes.
I hope so. I cannot wait to get uploaded to the cloud and live forever as a computer program.
Oh, good. This show will last forever. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, episode 4782.
Flip.
So, speaking of flipping, let's get into, well, not even into answering Michael's question, but into reviewing the deck that will ultimately answer Michael's question.
All right, let's do the dang thing. I'm going to hand you a deck that I did review over at Indie Tarot Pod.
That's not it.
Indie Tarot.
Nope.
Indie
Deck.
Indie Deck Review.
Indie Tarot Pod is probably a different podcast.
Indie Tarot Pod is definitely trespassing on my territory.
Yeah. We, Indie Tarot Pod, we're going to send a cease and desist to.
All right. So what we have this week, Ben, is the Naked Heart Tarot.
Yes, we do. And this is a cool little deck with a mix of like hyper realistic animals and then cool pencil drawings. And when you handed me the box, I thought I was going to really like this deck.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm looking at it, I only somewhat like this deck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I really, really like
no,
this deck.
No, it seems, I don't know. some of the cards are cool, and then some of the animals like look so real that they're kind of out of place and maybe a little too like soft focus.
Hmm.
3 stars.
3 stars for the Naked Heart Tarot. There's one card that I don't like in that deck.
And what card is that?
It's the Sky Father. I think it's the Emperor card, or possibly the... It's either the Emperor or the High Priest.
Well, if we turn it over, magic is real.
Magic is real, definitely. I was reading for a friend the other day. I actually talk about this in my review on Indie Deck Review.
Okay.
I was reading for a friend the other day with this deck, and I said, if death comes up, then magic is real, and death was the first card.
Magic is real.
Yeah.
All right. I'm throwing cards on the ground.
And shuffling willy-nilly.
Now that I'm done throwing cards on the ground, let's refresh everyone's memory on Michael's question. Perhaps Michael's even forgotten his own question at this point, as we've strayed very far off the path.
Michael, I know it's tough, but try and pay attention, okay? This is your question we're answering. We're all here for you today. Everybody's listening, waiting for the answer to your question, what stands in the way of me finding love?
And now we're going to solve that problem. And I know that we said we were going to solve global warming and all that this week, but we just got busy with other things.
Oh, was that this week?
Yeah, it was supposed to be this week that we were going to solve all of the world's biggest problems.
I'm sure we still have lots of time.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Let's go ahead and just answer Michael's question.
We've already started, I mean.
Yeah.
Flip.
Ooh, it's one of my favorite cards in the deck, the Ten of Wands.
And the Ten of Wands shows a camel with a bunch of sticks on his back.
Probably 10.
Probably. I haven't counted, but I'd imagine. All right. The Ten of Wands is all about feeling burnt out. It's about the thing that was making you really happy and excited is now starting to feel like more of a burden.
Yeah, and you have been on the path towards something, but you've been doing it not the smartest way. You've been kind of in your own way, like standing in your own way, just like we said earlier.
It's like I knew.
It's like the cards are saying exactly what Ben said. You are standing in your own way. You are holding yourself back here from accomplishing this goal of love.
Yeah. Maybe Michael's been so focused on finding love that he's now feeling worn out by the process.
Mm. And maybe it's been staring him in the face the whole time.
The camel?
Possibly, if that's who he loves. Should we find out what's in the present?
Yes. Yes. Flip.
The Ten of Cups. This
well, that's good.
A very pretty card.
Yeah, we've got some very pretty, colorful gemstones, and then Ten Cups.
And what the Ten of Cups says to me right now is that you are surrounded by people who do love you. You're surrounded by people who have your best interests.
Like an
in
orgy?
Mind. You know, I've never thought of that, but I'm not against it.
All right, go back to what you were saying, which is serious and real.
Well, I mean, I don't know what type of lifestyle Michael leads. Maybe that's where he's going to find love. Is that an orgy?
Well, maybe. But you were saying something about he was surrounded by people he loves, and I thought that was going to be sweet and good. And then I always step on the sweet and good thing, so go back to it.
I think you spoke last.
No, no. Then I'm going to have to come in and do the surrounded by people you love thing.
All right. So I think that the Ten of Cups indicates that you are surrounded by love. You are surrounded by people who care about you and have your best interests in mind. And even if it's not a romantic love, you are surrounded by love itself. You have built a community around yourself to where any of your emotional needs, most of your emotional needs, are able to be met very easily by the people that you have selected as your family and friends.
That was much better than mine.
And if it turns into a key party, then whatever.
Flip.
Oh, this is the same future card we had last week.
Justice.
Ms. Justice.
And there's a laurel wreath with a sword, and the scales are balancing on the sword.
And it's got a little Libra symbol up top.
Okay, that's what that was.
Yeah. These cards have like elemental associations Which and astrological associations. Oh, and the book for this deck, the book is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's got like all the things about the cards and everything about like all the symbols on the cards. But then it also has like how to read tarot and why to read tarot and what kind of questions to ask tarot. And
why to read tarot? To start a podcast.
Yeah. Here are all the astrological associations and elemental associations and... But it just, it's a very, very complete book, and I think great for a beginner, even if this deck isn't the best for a beginner.
Okay. Good promotion for this deck.
Yeah.
This 3-star deck.
And 3 stars is good.
Three stars is fine.
Solid.
That's the average rating.
It's a notable performance.
So, Justice.
Justice.
Is blind.
Well, on this one, Justice doesn't even have eyes because there's no person.
Accurate.
But we have the scales balanced on the tip of the sword, and the sword indicates thought and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And the scales indicate fairness and, sorry to say it, justice.
And this is coming off of, we have a lot of different symbols in this reading. This one's coming off the Ten of Cups and cups in general. Cups are about emotion.
And relationships.
And relationships. Yeah. And swords. Well, this isn't a swords card.
It's not a sword card.
There is a sword on it, which generally stands for sort of logic and intellect.
Mm-hmm.
But justice is all about doing the fair thing and the right thing. I'm sort of getting it a little mixed up with temperance, which is about moderation.
They're similar.
But if I may be so bold.
You may.
Then perhaps the answer to Michael getting out of this rut, this love rut, is to move away. Like in the Ten of Wands, I sort of sometimes see that card as you're focusing too much on something, like you're trying too hard to get something and then you get burnt out because you're spending so much time focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our present card of being surrounded by people that love you and people that you love in a platonic way. And then we have the Justice card where we're balancing the scales. And so maybe spend more time with the people around you. Spend more time with your friends. Don't focus as narrow-mindedly on the love thing and then spend some time on it. Balance that, though, with the other things in your life. Don't be so single-mindedly focused on it.
I love that. Can I layer on top of it?
Yep.
We've got, in this reading, we have a Ten of Wands, which indicates the end of a passionate journey, a journey that you are, that your heart is in, the passions of your heart, not the romantic heart. And then we have the Ten of Cups, which indicates a completion on the emotional side of things. So you have your passions, you have your emotions.
Yeah, that's two tens.
So that's two tens. So you're right on the cusp of something if you're not already there. And then in the future, we go into a major arcana card, which indicates to me whenever there's one card or maybe whenever a major arcana card presents itself, I tend to think of that as in your life, there's a before this happened and an after this happened. And so right. We have the end of two things and then a big event in the future that's your justice. That is, once you've settled in and you've been able to balance what you want and what you're getting and just accept the people around you as the love that you're getting right now, once that happens, something big is going to kick off and it's going to be a new chapter of your life. And so as this relates to your love question, I think that when Ben said earlier, you're standing in your own way, that's true. You are standing in your own way by focusing too hard on this love variable.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're able to kind of accept where you're at, then that love variable will come to you.
Yeah. Like justice is about getting what you, not like in a bad way, getting what you deserve, but like justice is like you get what you should get.
You reap what you sow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
Because I was right.
You were right. And I was right. We were both the same amount of right.
And I bet Michael knew the answer was himself too. So Michael was right.
Everybody's right. Everybody gets a participation trophy this time.
Millennials.
Am I right?
How am I in the nursing home? I guess I'm going to have a really big shelf for my participation trophies in my room.
Well, they give you the same one every week, but usually you forget. And so you just think that you just got your first participation trophy.
Oh, that's very clever.
Yeah, kind of mean, but I'm not the one that runs the nursing home.
Yeah, what can you do? You're just an old man.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael? I hope that helped. We're jumping out.
I was like eight outros of the Clarence Corner. You were like trying so hard to leave. You know, that was very much like, this is a very Eight of Swords moment where you were, it's like, you can just leave. The door to Clarence Corner is open. You can walk out and you just wouldn't allow yourself to walk out.
I just kept bumping into swords.
Yeah.
I finally taken off the blindfold and we're going into the card of the week territory.
Ow.
Ben, it's this way. And this week we're using the Mystic Mondays Tarot, which is another deck that I just got.
I'm pretty sure we've used this, haven't we?
No, I just got it.
Okay. We have not used it, actually. It seems familiar, but it's not
too familiar.
This is a really fun deck. The swords are silver foil.
The sides.
Whatever. What did I say? The swords?
The swords.
The swords are probably also silver. But this is a really fun little abstract deck with really fun, like, tropical colors. And, yeah, it's just a really fun deck. Maybe I've seen this on our Instagram, because some of these cards look familiar. Have you posted it on our Instagram?
No.
Has it been on Indie Deck Review?
I just got this deck.
Has it been on Indie Deck Review?
I don't know. It maybe has been on the Instagram for Indie Deck Review.
Okay. Then because maybe that's where I've seen it. I don't know, man. This is 5 stars for sure.
Excellent.
This is 5 stars. A very cool deck. A bit hard to describe, so I would encourage you to go to our website and look at the pictures, because, well, the one picture that we're going to post.
Well, there will be a picture of the deck, and there will be a picture of the reading.
Yeah, is that how our website works?
That's how our website works, and then there will... Oh, no, this will be one picture of the card of the week.
Told you.
You nailed it.
All right, well, this is a very cool deck, a 5-star deck. It's going to make it in the bracket.
Excellent.
Can't shuffle it. Unshuffleable.
Is it too stiff?
Yeah. Unshuffleable. We need like a stamp, a big rubber stamp that you just put on the box of the deck that says unshuffleable.
Get this out of my sight.
But it's a 5-star deck. That's the problem.
Yeah, is it still 5 stars if it's unshuffleable?
It's still 5 stars. It's a really good deck. I'm going to steal it.
That's fair.
I can't do it.
Oh, while you're shuffling, did you do a party the other night? Did you do tarot reading at a party?
No, that's coming up.
Oh, okay. I'm very excited to hear about that.
I'll tell you about it at some future date, but it's this coming week.
Oh, okay. I did find out more about rates around what you should charge for a party.
$1 million? Because that's what I did charge.
$1 million.
And they said that's fine.
Yes. So. I was told by a professional reader that the going rate around town for reading at a party is $125 an hour.
Wow.
So... just so you know.
That's good advice for everybody out there who's listening. Maybe you do parties.
Yeah, everybody who's trying to get their foot in the door as a professional tarot reader. If you are doing parties and you happen to be in the St. Louis area, then that's the going rate.
All right, we are ready now to do the card of the week, which is for everyone out there in listener land. This is a card that we're going to tell you what to do for the rest of the week. And you're going to do it, darn it.
Yeah. Because
we don't just come here for our health. We come here to tell you what to do.
And for our health.
For Brian's health. Brian's mental health. I have to do this. This
is my emotional charity. Well-being.
This is public service.
Ben's my caseworker.
Yeah. Flip.
The 5 of Swords.
Okay. Well, there's like 4 points of swords coming up and then one big sword in there that's also pointed in the same area as the other swords.
Yeah. Did we have the 5 of Swords in our reading?
We did last week.
Last week. Okay. So the...
that looks very long.
That's reversed.
Gotcha.
The keywords...
what's that?
what's reversed?
What's reversed?
Oh, that's when people shuffle their cards the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
The keywords for the 5 of Swords are self-interest, conquest, and survival mode. What's the point of winning when you have no one to share your successes with? Even though you may have won the argument, you're in danger of losing your relationships and reputation. Fully loaded in survival mode, you'll do whatever it takes to smoke out the competition. You're in a constant state of conquest and striving, no matter what the costs. The need to be right is inflating your ego, driven by a fear of losing control. Your ambition is to be admired, but it also drives people away, with fear that you'll eventually throw them under the bus. Achievements are met with resentment instead of the acknowledgement that you secretly desire. Ask yourself if you feel fulfilled by your wins and at what cost. Lose the battle, win the war.
I like survival mode as a keyword.
Yeah, survival mode. Some of that I feel called out. Like you get tunnel vision when you have a goal in mind and you're in survival mode. You're in I got to do this thing mode. And I've been running around in survival mode quite a bit lately. And so I feel that.
So this is relevant for you.
It is. I don't know where I'm competing with other people. I don't know where the 5 of Swords comes in specifically for my life. But
maybe you're competing with yourself.
Maybe. Maybe my conscious mind is competing with my unconscious mind.
There you go. See, I'm solving problems.
Yeah.
You had more to say.
I forgot what it was. It's fine. Okay.
Well, what I would say this week then, as my piece of advice, is like, chill out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not to you in particular, but just to the, just to the folks out there, chill out, you know? You're living in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, lions around the corner that are about to maul you. Brian's opening his mouth really wide as if he's about to eat the microphone.
Ben, I would push back a little bit. This isn't a political podcast, but a lot of people feel like there are lions out there waiting to get them.
Oh, man.
I don't want to give bad advice to somebody for this week by just dismissing their fears.
Okay. Well, all I was going to say
I'm is sorry. That,
geez, now you've really trampled my mojo, much like those water buffalo trampled Mufasa. So I brought it back to lions.
So when we look out across the Five of Swords,
you deal with this.
All of this is theirs. So
I can't sing more, otherwise you'd have to pay royalties.
Yeah, and we cannot afford Disney royalties.
Tell them about the Five of Swords, Brian.
I think that what you need to recognize is that the ends doesn't always justify the means.
Okay.
When you're in survival mode, it can be so easy to do something that you can't take back just for the win, instead of doing things that are better for everyone involved so that you can have a longer term win that everyone benefits from.
I'm glad I let you talk, because I actually like that. That was good. That was really good. So I do that sometimes.
You do. I appreciate that. The advice this week from the Five of Swords, it is to chill out and check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Before you wreck everything. So just be aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it, and make those choices deliberately.
Cool.
Cool. Well, that was the card of the week.
Now we come to the greatest part of the show. The part that we've all been looking forward to.
Masabena.
Don't sing anymore. Don't sing anymore. No more. You're done.
That's okay, because I don't know the actual words to it. I just know the sounds of them.
Yeah, but still. It's not fair use.
It is not fair use. It's unfair use.
So don't get us shut down. Well, actually, wait. Keep singing.
Never. I'll never again sing Disney songs. We're in the outro. So the first thing we do is we thank Michael. Thanks for sending in your question this week, Michael. Thanks, we appreciate Michael. It. If it wasn't for people like Michael sending in questions, we wouldn't have any reason to sit here, and Ben would spend the rest of his life not having to come to my attic.
Well, I am your caseworker, so I do have to do something with you, and at least this is something.
I feel like it's a Big Brother's Big Sister situation where you agreed to come hang out with me because I needed it.
And now I have to. Now I'm stuck. I signed a contract.
Well, I think that it's a noble thing that you're doing.
Oh, I see what you did noble. There. Thank you also to everybody out there in listener land, all the lols who tuned in this week and every week.
And now a moment of silence for our lost lols.
Who are those monsters?
We don't know. They're just gone.
Well, we miss them.
Well, for those of you who aren't lost, or if you're lost and trying to find your way back, you can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's our website where we post pictures of the episodes and Brian writes up a lovely little review of what we did that week. You can also ask us questions there.
Or you can ask us questions via email at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can also call us like other Brian did at 314-325-6047. And if you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, I will give you all of my Thanksgiving leftovers.
Dang, they're already a week old, so you better get in there fast.
Brian is on Twitter at ZenIronMan. I skipped the fact that we also are on Twitter at Tarot Amateur.
And on Instagram at Amateur Tarot.
Yes.
And Ben is online at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. And at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com, he takes creatives and he turns them into professionals.
At Facebook, we have a group that you can join.
We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Find us on there. Ben, let's talk about the bracket a little bit.
Okay.
The bracket is going to be for the new year.
Yeah, well, it's a retrospective.
It is. It's a retrospective of all the decks we've reviewed.
This year.
But are we...
In 2018.
Are we naming the best fool of the year for 2018?
Yes.
Yes. And so that fool or that deck will be the representative for all tarot decks moving forward into 2019.
Yes.
And then we will have a bracket for the worst deck of 2018, the worst fool of 2018.
That's in the March Madness.
And yeah, that'll be March Madness. And whoever loses that, whoever is our very worst deck, I will give away to one of our listeners.
That's good. So that's what's coming. Join the group. Do that.
Yeah.
Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That's very easy to do. All you have to do is give us 5 stars and write a sentence or two about why you like the show. But it does help us find new lols along the way.
Yeah, and it helps new lols find us, which is even better. Because when we're tracking down each person individually, it can feel kind of pushy.
Yeah, but we're solving real problems here.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to the magic item number 9 on the outline here. And that is, thank you too. And I just want to say thank you to Aldi for changing how I shop for groceries.
I appreciate that.
I like Aldi a lot.
I can definitely get down with thank you to Aldi.
All right.
I guess that only leaves one thing.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real.
That means I'm only going to live to be like, 48? No, 58. No. How old am I going to be? 40. So that's 80. So 78. That's the number I was looking for.